RT Radio 1, a very good evening to you. Ken Joyce with you. I thought it might be interesting to take a listen to what Mike Batt is doing these days. Mike, you'll remember, of course, as the songsmith behind that legendary rock and roll band, The Wombles. He's currently working with Katie Melua, and I think producing music of an even higher quality. We'll also take a listen to Pink Floyd as interpreted by our own Christy Moore. I'll take the original Pink Floyd song and drop it in so you can juxtapose one against the other and you decide which one you think is best. Here's Snow Patrol.
You could be happy and I won't know.
You could be happy, Snow Patrol. Sadly playing, as far as I can see anyway, only one concert this year in Ireland, that being Ward Park in County Down in June. They are, however, on next week. And if you happen to be in Copenhagen, pop in and say hello. Now, in my salad days, I came across some unkind girls, I suppose it would be fair to say. But none who ever dumped me quite in such an unceremonious and unambiguous way as Lily Allen might.
I don't want to hurt you because I don't think it's a virtue, but you and I have come to our end. Believe me when I tell you that I never want to see you again.
Yeah, no, you're right. And upon reflection, I tell a lie. I was dumped rather unceremoniously on one occasion. In particular, I recall the words, "Ken, it's not you, it's me. I just don't fancy you anymore." A lady I feel would have treated me with far greater sensitivity is this marvellous singer, Katie Melua. I mentioned earlier she's teamed up with Mike Batt. Here's a recent result. This is 9 million bicycles.
There are 9 million bicycles in Beijing, and you know that I will love you till I die.
She makes the hair stand up on the back of my neck anyway. I think she's just absolutely marvellous. Katie Melua. Now, in my training days with the BBC in London, I met a famous journalist called Michael Parkinson, whom I asked for some tips, and he said to me, "Before you embark upon a career in journalism, young man, go and discover the best kept secret in the world." Needless to say, I was curious as to what this might be, and he told me, "It's a place in Australia called Sydney." Thus it was that I subsequently went and visited Sydney and absolutely loved the place. I was also intrigued by this huge fairground they have right on the harbour beneath the Sydney Harbour Bridge and opposite the Opera House, a place called Luna Park, where there was in the 80s, I believe, a great tragedy and a fire caused the place to be closed down. I think it subsequently reopened. Suffice to say then, I was rather surprised to find a traditional Irish group playing a piece which they entitle Luna Park. Here's Keela. Here you are then, that's Keela, the title track from their album Luna Park. That features as the last song on their Live in Dublin album, which was recorded, just check here, partially at the Olympia Theatre, partially at Vicar Street, and partially at the Basement in Sydney. So that might explain the Luna Park connection. Now, I promised you an unlikely event, the sound of our own Christy Moore doing a rendition of a Pink Floyd song. Well, that's what he does on his album from last year, which I absolutely love. The album, of course, Listen, and we did intently, particularly to the song about Ruby Walsh, which is typical Christy lyrics and great bit of gas altogether. But believe it or not, as a great Pink Floyd fan of many years, Christy does this song some justice. And in order to help you decide whether Pink Floyd have been upstaged or not, I've digitally remastered the original Pink Floyd version of Shine On You Crazy Diamond so that it's in the same key as Christy sings the song, and dropped it into the middle so that you can hear Christy singing, followed by Pink Floyd, and then back into Christy Moore.
Remember when you were young, you shone like the sun. Shine on you crazy diamond. Come on you stranger, you legend, you martyr, and
Floyd there as, and I know what you're going to say, well, if they're inimitable, how come Christy's covering them? But Christy's interpreting them, you see. That's what Christy does so, so well, interprets other people's songs. As well, of course, writing his own. The late, great Jerry Ryan introduced me to the last of Johnny Cash's albums. That was 2006, the album American 5, 100 Highways. And he said, there's a song on this which would bring a tear to a glass eye. Here it is.
If you could read my mind, love, all, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
If You Could Read My Mind always was a spectacularly beautiful song, but I don't think it's ever been sung with more emotion. Now, of an odd Sunday evening, I'll throw the old guitar over my shoulder and take an old stroll in to O'Donoghue's pub of Baggot Street in Dublin, the home birthplace of our own Dubliners, of course. And recently in there, I was given a CD by a fellow called Tom Walsh. Tom records his own CDs, and he's created one called Touchwood, which I rather like, and on it I find a song, or at least a tune, called Mandola Jig, which is penned by Tom himself. It's followed here by Queen of the Fair, / Tim Ryan, Aaron Muscacule. Rog a agus rúil buúú má sé de holé nachhfuil sé sin go jazz. That's Tom Walsh in his own composition, Mandola Jig, followed by the traditional Queen of the Fair. Now, see if you can guess from which television commercial comes the flower duet. No, you don't get a prize. Everybody knew it was British Airways. Tomorrow night, John Martin, Freddie White, Connie Bailey Ray, Astrud Gilberto, Davy Spillan, DeFaz, Tom Petty, Paolo Nutini, and Scullion, to name but a few. Until then, have yourself a marvellous evening. From Ken Joyce, bye for now.